man jag gedoen. Just a wee bit afraid to take the heel and so I was spoon to view the horse of Cromdale.
I met the man in Perton Roos. I speared at him, what was the news? For he the heel and army ruse that ere we came to Cromdale.
We were in Betzer every man when the English host of us came. A bloody battle then began upon the halls of Cromdale.
The English horse, they were so rude, they made their hopes in healing blood. But every glance they boldly stood upon the halls of Cromdale.
But alas, we could no longer stay. From all the hills we came away, and sir, we did lament the day that there we come to Cromdale.
Thus the great Monroes did say, heel and men, show me the way, for I'll be over the hills this day, and knew the house of Cromdale.
They were at dinner every man when the great Monroes upon them come. The second battle then began upon the halls of Cromdale.
The Grant, Mackenzie and Mackay, as Monroes they did espy. Oh, then they fought most valiantly upon the halls of Cromdale.
Turned again, the Camerons did they stand and join. Mackintosh played a bloody game upon the halls of Cromdale.
The Gordons boldly did advance, the Frasers fought with sword and lance, the Grahams to bay, the Hips to dance upon the halls of Cromdale.
Then the loyal Stuart Tremont Roos so boldly set up on their foes, and laid them low with the heel and blows, and laid them low.
A 20,000 Cromwell's men, 1,000 fled to Aberdeen. The rest of them lay on the plain upon the halls of Cromwell.